Bonnie Hearn singing, you know, the grapes on the vine, you know, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine. That line alone is just very, very special to me. And there are songs that birds don't sing to people. Charles John Quarto definitely has a different slant on life, and it comes through so beautifully in all the lyrics that he has something to do with. And when you, our forerunner company, of course, one of our goals in life was to get these songs recorded by artists that have a good following and a big audience out there. And sometimes it takes a long time. And not too long ago, I'm talking now maybe in 2013, Don Williams, who had had a copy of this album in his, as he said, his pile on, in his workroom for many years, and recorded the Old Trail, had recorded the Old Trail back shortly in the 90s. But just a couple of years ago, 2013, he went through that pile one more time and listened to this album one more time, and came out with a song called Healing Hands that Steve Gillette and his partner, another writing partner, Rex Benson, wrote. So here's Don Williams' version of Steve's song.
My grandma and grandpa had wonderful hands with calluses and wedding bands. They taught me where there was love, there was always a way. The picture of the two of them has seen me through a lot of years. They were there when I reached up to them, and they're in my life today. Something I can hold on to. Healing hands, the touch that understands. Healing hands, I'll always be drawn to. Hearts that belong to. I may worry so to see the kingdoms come and go, but we've seen enough to know it's only love that lingers. Learning how to live can take a lifetime. We've got to lend a hand in this troubled world before it slips right through our fingers. Healing hands, something I can hold on to. Healing hands, the touch that understands. Healing hands, I'll always be drawn to. Hearts that belong.
Williams there with Healing Hands by Steve Gillette and Rex Benson. Our time here in the in the 90s at Forerunner was a really, I think, a pretty remarkable time. We'd started out in 1986 with Pat Alger, Barry and Holly Tashin, and David Mallett as the writers we were working with. Then we added Charles John Quarto and Pete Wozner and Hal Kitchum. And now Steve Gillette had come to us. We seemed to be attracting writers of real quality. And another one who was coming to us came through Kathy Mattea. And Alan Reynolds had produced several albums, and one of her early hits was a song by Tim O'Brien, who I'd known for many years from the Hot Rise Bluegrass Band. And Tim was living out in Colorado at the time. And Kathy recorded this song of Tim's, one of my favorites. Untold Stories by Tim O'Brien, a song by Tim O'Brien. Of course, Kathy Mattea doing that, and it was a big, nice hit for Kathy early in her career and got her career off the ground in a really good way. And Alan Reynolds, of course, produced that record. And that brought Tim to our house, as it were. And Jack's Tracks was in a house, the studio that Alan had and the home of Forerunner Music. Like so many music places in Nashville, lots of the places were just converted houses, which gave the whole place kind of a family feel. It wasn't like going to a sort of a rocket ship studio. It was very, I suppose we could use the word organic here, and lots of wood around and a nice atmosphere. So Tim was coming. He was living in Colorado, as I said, but he was coming to Nashville more frequently now that he was having some success with his songs, and he decided to take the plunge and move. And he also took the plunge and joined us at 4Runner as a writer. And having Tim O'Brien come around to your place every day just gave your heart a lift. He's such a fun person to be with, very creative, very funny, and very deep at the same time. And here's a song of his that ultimately was done by Garth Brooks, but I'm going to play you Tim's version of it called, and he wrote this with Daryl Scott, just another great writing partner for Tim. This is called When There's No One Around.
There's a song that nobody knows. I couldn't begin to describe how it goes, but it makes me cry or laugh right out loud. The song that I sing when there's no one around. This is a man that nobody sees. He wears my old clothes and he looks just like me. If he learned how to fly, he would never touch down. The man that I am, when there's no one around. It's 4 in the morning and I'm lying in bed. The tape of my failures playing inside my head. And it's hard knocks and heartaches and things I don't know. I listen and wonder. There's a glimpse of a child within. He's so immature, but he's still my best friend. Just one of the boys who gets lost in the crowd. The kid that I am, and there's no one around. Dance that I do every day. I let my feet go when they wander away. I let my soul lead and follow the sound. The dance that I do when there's no one around. It's 4 in the morning and I'm lying in bed. There's a tape of my failures playing inside my head. Hard knocks and heartaches and things I don't know. I listen and wonder, where did it go? Now this is a song that nobody knows. I couldn't begin to describe how it goes, but it makes me cry or laugh right out loud. It's a song that I sing when there's no one around. Dance that I do, follow the sound. The one deep inside, there's no one around. The song that I sing, there's no one around.
There he goes, Tim O'Brien, the man that I am when no one's around. I think just a great idea myself. We all know that we're somebody else when there's no one around that nobody knows about. That was, I say, a big, big song for Garth Brooks. And I guess that was just the way we were working at this time, where the songwriters and the artists that were coming to record with us, with Alan Reynolds and myself, we were all just in the same kind of place as far as what we were thinking about in terms of what good songs could be and how they could really get out to the world. We weren't afraid of songs that had some substance to them. And I think it was our faith was not poorly placed. I'm groping for words here, but I think it set us apart as a publishing company, frankly, without blowing my own horn or our own horn too much. But it was a great family of people. And another person who came to us this time through Garth Brooks, Garth Brooks on his very first album, the last single he put out from that album was called The Dance. And it was written by Tony Arata. And the man running the record label at the time didn't want to put out a fourth single from the album, and Garth Brooks insisted on it. And this is Tony Arata's version of this very, very big song.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared neath the stars above, when for a moment all the world was right. Now how could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all wouldn't go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, now I healed everything. And for a moment, was entirely the king. But if I had only known how the king would fall, hey, now who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. So now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Tony Arata, The Dance. And a song that just changed Garth Brooks's whole career, I think. It made Garth Brooks a singer who wasn't just a hat act. He had some substance to him in that song. You know, we just don't want to miss the dance. We want to live life. And it was a... We had to have Tony after that. When we heard that song and met Tony, got to know him... we said to ourselves, we wish he were writing for us. And fortunately, our song plugger, Matt Lindsay, had become good friends